Our topic today is look before you leap into a website. For whatever reason, history does not seem as important as it once did, perhaps because today, technology allows the world to witness real-time events. Once we have witnessed an occurrence, why go back and study the situation again? But there's a real need to study events of the past. If we as humans paid more attention to history, the likelihood of reliving events from the past might be reduced. Today, this lesson applies to business owners and a growing passion for e-commerce as well. Each day, more and more business owners perceive the need to have a website in place. There's the prevailing mindset among business owners that unless a business has a website, the business will indeed become history. For a moment, let's revisit a historical event, the California Gold Rush of 1849. When gold was discovered in California, throngs of people headed west to find their fortune. Yes, some pioneers found varying degrees of wealth, but the majority of the gold rushers found only pyrite, or fool's gold. Some 151 years later, many business people find themselves in the midst of the cyber rush. Akin to the gold rushers, business owners are finding varying degrees of prosperity through e-commerce. But how many business owners are rushing to create a website without first thinking out the total process? Many well-intentioned entrepreneurs are finding themselves in the fast lane of the cyber highway. They've made a commitment to e-commerce with no roadmap, no way to know where their destination will be, or what exit to take for directions. Prior to making a commitment to e-commerce, business owners should take time to learn about the destinations that are available to businesses. There's no need to panic and create a website because it seems the rest of the world has one. Web shoppers are becoming more sophisticated and consequently have higher expectations. There are a growing number of consultants who can assist business owners in website development. The local SBDC office can be of assistance in finding qualified, talented website designers. Shop around and determine who are the more qualified of these consultants. Who are their business clients? Get on the internet and research competitors' websites. What is attractive and functional about their sites? Conversely, what makes a competitor's site unappealing? When looking for a web designer, you should evaluate everyone equally by asking questions on the cost of similar projects, what services that estimate includes, the monthly costs, how the maintenance on the site is managed, what the web designer's technical expertise is, and if you can see their portfolio, how long will it take to design the site, and then ask for references relating to production time. Ask what technical support and security the designer offers and what kind of internet connection they have. Some years ago, Ricky Nelson wrote a song for baby boomers entitled Fools Rush In. One of the lines was, "Fools rush in where wise men fear to tread." Take the time to create a website that will attract and lure your customers to it. Don't be too quick to rush into e-commerce because it's going to be around for quite a while.